in an end zone touchdown. Whoa! Jordan Lasley! The legend of Josh Rosen!
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap! And the ball is free! It's picked up by Michigan State!
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Optional on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Hope you are good. It is NFL Draft Day. Excited for everybody that's going over to Nashville to enjoy that today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Hopefully the weather holds off for you guys tonight. It's supposed to get bad around like 7 o'clock, but that's okay. We're here to cover it all today. We're going to talk about that more. The college basketball trial where Christian Dawkins is going on. Some interesting conversations start coming out now, especially the FBI has video wiretaps. That's not helping in any sense. And Christian Dawkins is, and a lot of people are talking right now on the stand. So that should be fun today. I am Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, Brandon Johns. Chance, what's up, buddy?
What up, man?
How are you?
I'm good. It's draft day, huh?
Yeah.
Draft day.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you little draft nerds. Draft day.
Absolutely not.
Draft day.
I just want to see chaos tonight.
Who's my team going to get? It's not going to work out.
I just want to see utter chaos tonight. I want to see somebody screw up. I want to see the Redskins blow it.
I want to listen to Hot Take Mail and Hot Take Todd McShay all night.
But there's no way to know if they screw up.
No. Like I just want to see some. I just want to see some picks that the fans are against. Like I want to see like the Titans like go for Drew Lock, and then everybody get pissed off about it.
They
like,
won't.
Why
though.
Would they?
They won't though. That's the thing. People are going to get pissed off if the Titans don't get a quarterback. That's when they'll get mad. Especially if a Drew Lock is around,
like,
and they can
take
him.
Does anyone seriously think Mariota will win a Super Bowl?
No.
Okay. Well, then go get a new guy.
Titans fans are pretty much, I'd say, 75% done with Marcus Mariota.
You should keep getting new quarterbacks every year till you get one that you think can win a Super Bowl, and then you start getting other pieces.
I think you have some nice pieces this year in the quarterback class. I don't know if Drew Lock's not a Super Bowl champ, I don't think.
I don't know.
Big arm.
We don't know. I get that. I'm just saying.
Not going to say that he is.
No one thought Baker Mayfield was until he played a year.
You've at least seen Marcus Mariota play in the NFL, and you're like, nah, he can't really win you a title. He can't play.
His
sustainability is not there.
Titans just have bad luck at quarterback since McNair.
They're just bad at evaluating talent.
Well, I think John Robinson's a decent GM.
I disagree.
His first year, he made a couple trades.
How much did he spend on Malcolm Butler? The guy's an idiot.
That's a good point. So that's something we're going to talk about.
It's also one of those
today.
Things. He made a couple trades, and when he first came in, like some draft day trades, everybody got excited. What has he really done, though? They're still lacking in a lot of areas on that roster, and they thought they were close. And the proof was in the pudding on the field that they were so far away and still are so far away.
Some breaking news out of Nashville. Peter Laviolette. Yeah, okay, that too. He will be returning to the Nashville Predators next year. There was talk that maybe they would let him go. But that doesn't seem to happen. This videotape stuff is coming out right now. It's getting a little bonkers. Preston Murphy is shown in the FBI video wearing a Creighton T-shirt and putting the envelope of cash into his pocket as he sat on a hotel room couch.
Nice.
These are funnels. I mean, Coach Corey Baker from TCU, he got $6,000 in cash from D'Angelo, the FBI agent. Tony Bland from USC got $13,000 via D'Angelo and Dawkins. Preston Murphy from Creighton, $6,000. This all happened in a Vegas hotel room in the summer of 2017. Good, and this is just the start of this stuff today. There was talk going on. Christian Dawkins on videotape talks about Zion's recruitment, saying it's going to be crazy. Duke is going to have their resources. UNC is UNC. Kentucky, they have their resources. So, if it comes down to it, we'll be able to make sure everything's good for the parent and everything. And then also, he goes on to say, Zion Williamson, in a discussion of his recruitment by Clemson assistant Steve Smith, was shown on an FBI videotape today. Marty Blazer Steve had just had a meeting with Zion Williamson's stepfather. Steve was recruiting Zion. Steve was going to try and find out what the family of Zion needed. I mean, none of this is a surprise.
Absolutely not.
Christian Dawkins on the FBI video about Nike grassroots director Lynn Merritt. He's the Antichrist. I mean, it goes on and on and stuff today. I knew this was going to happen. They were going to throw some folks on the stand. They were going to start paying. They're going to start playing these tapes. And then this stuff's going to come out. And the NCAA is probably chilling in the courtroom right now waiting to see what they can pounce
on. You said that earlier in the week, and I think that nobody's really disputing that a lot of stuff's probably going to – it's all going to come out in the wash, as the cliche says. But what's really going to happen to a Duke,
crumbs?
To a Clemson, to a North Carolina? What are going to be the retroactive actions here? I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to go back and – are you going to suspend Coach K because there was talks of paying Zion? You're going to suspend – you're going to take away scholarships from Coach K? You're going to take them away from Roy Williams? Hell to the no.
I think it's more or less people are now starting to see this or
but
hear
they've
about
known
this.
But
I'm talking about – details. Everybody knows about
officials,
bad men.
You think the officials and the conference guys don't really know the details? Like, they don't want to know, but
no,
they
I'm
know.
I'm not talking about officials and conference. I'm talking about everyday Joes. They're starting to, like, there's video evidence of this stuff now.
Yeah, like some of the fans that maybe were skeptical about it, everyday, the average fan, everyday Joes, but what the hell can they do? That's what my thing is, I'm just playing devil's advocate. What the hell can anybody do about what's being said in these proceedings? The NCAA sure as hell isn't going to do anything. They never have, and
no,
they never
I agree
will.
With that.
They'd rather go after Coastal Carolina.
This is also from today. This is from Matt Norlander. Today in a federal court, FBI video wiretaps were playing that included former USC assistant Tony Bland talking to Christian Dawkins about establishing a recruitment and payment scheme for then-prospect Marvin Bagley III.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this stuff.
There's no doubt in my mind, if you're NBA lottery projected pick coming out of high school, your family got a little change coming into college playing this one year.
You probably got approached by a guy when you were 15.
Yeah, it could happen as early as 15, 16.
To be your, like, handler person. So, yeah, they're all getting paid, every single one of them.
$13,000 was given to Tony Bland. This is according to my Blazer. 11-7 was given to AAU coach for Louisville, $6,000.
That's what we're talking about. It goes down to the AAU coaches and them passing it around. So it's like, it's going to be a never-ending cycle, and it's always going to be like that. Maybe when you see the end of the one and done, these things start to go away slightly. But
here's something. Other coaches from Arizona State: Anthony Coleman, Clemson coach Steve Smith, UConn coach Rafael Chiles. Here's the big one. Texas A&M coach Amir Abdul Rahim met with Dawkins, Blazer, and undercover agents, but didn't receive money because they weren't considered worthy enough yet, i.e. they didn't have pull with prospects. Amir just took the job at Kennesaw State. He was a Georgia assistant coach last year with Tom Crean.
But he didn't take any money.
Right. What I'm saying is, here's the unfortunate part. The unfortunate part, a lot of names are going to get put out there by these guys that didn't take any money, but then that name is just going to be attached.
Right. But I mean,
that's
at
the
end of the day, if you don't commit a crime, you can't be prosecuted for thinking about committing a crime. If I was really wanting to run a red light and didn't run a red light, they can't give me a ticket for running a red light.
No, I agree with that. Man, we missed out on the biggest thing to go on today in Nashville. Taylor Swift appearing at a mural, at a wing mural.
It's the new one that they have now. But, Nashville, do that. Get a new – get more wing murals. Yeah, there's a new one that's – I think it's a new one in the Gulch as well.
Here's some interesting news coming out about the NFL. Per Ian Rappaport, teams think Montez Sweat's heart condition was misdiagnosed at the combine. Additional tests reportedly indicated no risk. If you remember Montez Sweat, he wasn't able to participate in all this. They found Supposedly, they found an out-of-rhythm heartbeat. He was not able to participate, thus lowering his draft stock. Turns out, per Rappaport, they misdiagnosed him. The combine doctors did. There's just so much crap going on when it comes to what they're trying to do, especially at the combine, because you have all these different kind of doctors as well that are going through these things. I think tonight it's going to be interesting in a lot of different standpoints. Like when you look at, when you think about Nashville in the NFL draft, what are you most excited about? Are you excited about seeing the pictures surrounding Nashville and all the scenes and all that stuff? Or are you actually kind of interested to see a guy walk across the stage on Broadway?
I mean, both those aspects of it are going to be, you know, pretty cool. The aesthetics of the draft. I mean, that'll probably be what I'll be looking for. How they set it up when they come in with the wide angle. How does it look? The stage.
Starts downpouring.
Yeah, what's it look like as far as on Broadway? I know I have a lot of friends back home and they're planning to, because you can't really drive anywhere down there. So they're going to get on one of those mobile scooters and drive down and watch, I think, the Titans pick and then get out of there. But, I mean, yeah, like, That's things that I'll be watching. Like I said, I'm not a big draft guy, so I'll be watching and see how the city looks, how they're handling it. It'd be pretty cool.
It's going to be interesting. Brandon, you going to make your way over? You just do random stuff all the time, so I didn't know.
To what? Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you bring your draft day tickets?
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't even, snap.
You did it.
Dang, yeah. You didn't even freaking text me.
Oh,
dang.
No. Imagine that.
I actually did. Mm. That's crazy. Wow. Okay. No, it's a Bud Light party, and then they're having a Coors Light party over there. I don't think it's anything too big, but one of them is at Jason Aldean's Whiskey, whatever he calls his new place, and then another one.
You got passes for Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to represent me.
Or just show him to me. And I just want to see him.
I'll text him to you after the show. How about that? The next one is the Sporting Club.
You can't go screenshot passes and then text them to Brandon.
Well, it's got my name on it.
I'm just helping Brandon out, checking all the boxes.
He's screwed. He's not.
Don't get bamboozled.
Yeah. I'm not screwed. I'm just making sure you're not full of it.
Well, no, I wouldn't be full of it. Our Dan Harrelson's over there.
Danny Boy covering it.
Yeah, Danny Boy's covering it all over there. They had just thrown up on
the... Do we think we have a Vol that's going to get drafted?
Why are they having Vols beat riders go cover the draft?
I don't think it's Vols beat riders. I think it's people that just want to go... cover the draft.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's newsworthy.
Kyle Phillips and Kyle Tuttle. Maybe.
Do we think that they'll get drafted?
In seven rounds?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
0% chance.
I think one Vol gets drafted in the seven
interesting.
Rounds.
We'll have to talk about that. But yeah, we've seen that it's been better for our guys to go undrafted and get picked up.
That does happen. We'll talk about that on the other side. TJ Moe is going to join us at 1:35 today. Back on the other side. It's optional. It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville running along here. Getting more information on former Mississippi State pass rusher Montez Sweat and what happened. And I'm just going to read this from Ian. He may have been misdiagnosed with a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Two sources say the thickness of Sweat's heart wall is actually 1.5 centimeters, not nearly 2. I explain below why the risk could be much lower. So pretty much they're saying, I mean, they can, and they misdiagnose it. And then the problem is he was going to be, you know, that's a top 15, top 20 pick. And all of a sudden now you look at it and all these NFL teams have gone through doctors for the last 2 months. And now how does this news come out on draft day? Like on draft day, this news comes out. Why does it come out last week?
How did Laramie Tunsil picture come out on draft day?
Well, that was his stepfather.
I'm just saying, like, you know, these things happen.
Like, that's what I want to – no, I don't want to see something like that tonight, but I want to see some kind of chaos tonight. That's what I'm looking forward to. Like, I mean, that might have been the craziest draft experience from watching since, what, Eli Manning to the Chargers? Aaron Rodgers dropping? I mean, which one is it? I mean, a guy, and then he comes out afterwards in the press conference and says, "Yeah, I did get paid."
Yeah,
at Ole Miss,
I loved it
with the Ole Miss the crew standing in the background of the press conference room.
That was amazing.
Yeah, we're gonna take no more questions. Wait, what? I mean, he admitted to it. He admitted to taking money. The pictures come out of him with the bong mask, which I thought was funny.
Very funny.
I hate that it killed his draft stock for a little bit.
I mean, it hurt him on a little bit of money.
He ended up in Miami with more.
Yeah, and he's also doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, he just signed a new
extension.
That.
Him with the bong mask smoking pot didn't affect his talent moving forward in the NFL. Who would have thought?
Look at
who would have thought?
NFL drug testing period also just started.
Well, I mean, because I'm also making fun of like their restrictions, like on marijuana, when a lot of these guys need that for like the pain, and they wouldn't have to put them on, you know, opioids,
right?
And other medicine when you can give them actually natural organic medicine. But yeah, but like that was pretty funny. That's like the one draft I can say in the last 10 years where I've really been like entertained, because I mean there was a lot of drama there. Here for the drama.
That
here
first
for the funny.
Picture hit Twitter. And it was, what, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes before the draft started?
It was amazing.
And then everybody starts freaking out, and he keeps tumbling and tumbling and tumbling. Finally, the Dolphins are like, screw it, we're taking him. And turns out the whole time it was his stepfather that had posted it, that had got into his account. And it's like, wow, that really happened.
Why did he do that, by the way? What was his reasoning?
Because he had cut him off.
Yeah, I think maybe like because he didn't really care for his stepfather. There's been some rumors out there. Maybe his stepfather hit his mom.
He got arrested for it.
And they got into it before fighting. And
Tunzel beat the hell out of him.
I think he pretty much, it was like rumors out there. He wasn't going to, you know, have him a part of the money now and cut him off. So like kind of like leaked some stuff out there hoping to ruin his career. Looks like trying to blackmail him at the same time.
That's some of the biggest things that goes on is having to make that decision on, okay, who's your ride or die?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going with me? We get drafted. Who's going forward here? You know what I mean? Who's going to ride with me through this whole experience?
Absolutely.
So I don't know.
Draft.
Yeah, it's so much goes into it, and you feel for these young men, the ones that don't get drafted, to say.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that didn't work out well. You look at the ones that
love that sound
that don't get drafted, and that's the one thing I hate is the guys that sit around there that get brought to these places for the draft and then the green room, and then they just sit there.
Well, they stopped pretty much doing that, like, you know, focusing on those guys, and that's why you see most of these guys don't go to the draft anymore, because you don't want to be that guy.
No, unless you're a top 10 pick, I wouldn't go to the draft.
Yeah, they just sit at home now, which is pretty smart.
And then, so ESPN is also, which is kind of interesting, put it out there that they will not show any home parties or any kind of gatherings on TV if you get selected in the draft, if you have any kind of sponsorship, logos, if you're wearing anything from any kind of company, anything in the background, they will not show.
They ain't trying to get no free pub anymore. They're not getting any cut for.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was smart for those guys to
making money off them guys.
Well, they are, but it was very smart for these guys to, you know, to do the sponsorships from their home parties and stuff like that. But yeah, ESPN like, nah, we're cutting that out.
Now I'm going to be interested if a guy walks up on stage tonight, and you know how much big money there is out there. If a guy walks up on stage tonight to get his jersey from Goodell, but he also has some kind of apparel or something on from a sponsor, what do the cameras do? Panning away from him. Is this guy wearing a hat? Is this guy got something he's going to throw on underneath his jacket?
Well, I would think, they just probably quickly pan away.
No, that's the stuff I look forward to tonight. That's the crazy part. They have props out there. I mean, the prop bets are insane. So that's also something that's intriguing. Have y'all ever bet on the NFL draft?
Let's see.
You ever bet on?
No.
I've never bet on the draft. I've looked at the prop bets and stuff. They're very interesting. But no, I don't think I have ever bet on the NFL draft.
It would be, I feel like it would be kind of a waste of money, but unless you know that number one pick's going to be right down the middle and who you think it is. But other than that, it's...
Somebody's
going to
be Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but does anything happen in the last, six hours away?
What's going to happen?
From the start? Which team steps up?
Are they going to be in the war room and make a change? Is there going to be a trade early on?
Hashtag draft day.
Pretty
promo
for
it.
Hey, y'all.
That was a decent movie.
Hey, y'all.
Arian Foster was in it.
Draft day with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And who else?
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner. That's who it was.
Jennifer Garner was in it. And so was that dude from that Fire show
on FX. Movie.
Well, it was neat. It
what
was,
Fire show on FX?
Firefest.
No, not Firefest. Dang it. Leary. Leary. Leary.
What the hell
Dennis
was that?
Leary.
Oh, the old one?
What Chicago
was
Fire?
No, it was on like FX.
He was in
it
Chicago
It was from years
Fire.
Ago.
Yeah. But he was in it. Dennis Leary. He was in it. It wasn't bad, but they had a couple pro players trying to act like.
You're talking about a series from a long time ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
That was pretty. It was a long time ago, Trey Wallace.
Just put in Dennis Leary Fire.
I am. I'm pretty sure it's over 10 years ago, though. How long ago that one
no.
was. No way.
Yeah.
Rescue Me?
Yeah, yes. That's it.
What year?
Let's see. When it premiered or when it ended?
When it premiered and ended.
I mean, yeah.
That's a while ago. Maybe 2005 when it premiered?
2004.
Okay.
Ended 2011.
Okay. So yeah. 7 years ago.
I mean,
8 years ago. Not bad.
I thought it was Chicago.
We're talking
Fire,
about something that premiered before the iPhone.
Or, I was in fourth grade when that show came out.
Before the iPhone and before Twitter.
Like, fourth grade.
That's a while ago.
Twitter started in, 2009? Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it was. Hey, I finished Homeland last night. So,
Never mind.
I have one episode left of season 7 to get me caught back up.
Homeland is a good show. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
We know about your taste, but I do like Homeland.
No,
Claire Danes is good. Showtime. It's a Showtime series, so it's tough for one of those to be a bad one. Like HBO. Most of those are pretty good.
I'm trying to start Billions.
Billions is very good.
I'm trying to start Billions. I got off that
Giamatti.
Show on HBO Ballers after the first season.
That was such a... Who watches that?
And now they're coming out with another season of it.
Bad show. Really bad sports show.
The Leftovers was a crazy-ass series.
I never watched that one.
God,
never
it
got
wasn't
into
good,
it.
Though.
Never got
it
into
it. It was crazy, but not good. They really wasted the theme of that show.
So you watched it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said they wasted.
Like
they wasted the theme. The theme, like the
first
idea,
season was pretty decent.
The idea of the show was awesome, and they wasted it. So, yeah.
Okay. The first season was... I thought it was kind of decent, to be honest with you.
What's your top TV shows?
I mean,
let's go through them. I know number one's
Sons of Anarchy.
What's after that one?
No,
it's not.
No, to be honest with you, I would probably go. I'd probably go Homeland number one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Don't try to switch it up because we give you a hard time about your movies.
Are we talking about networks? Because like HBO's The Wire was the bomb.
Anything that has episodes and seasons.
Top five. Anything.
I'd probably go The Wire. And then Homeland, and then Newsroom with Jeff Daniels.
Okay,
Sons of Anarchy.
Four.
Sons of Anarchy would be four. I like This Is Us on NBC. That's actually a decent show.
Right.
Don't laugh. That's a pretty damn decent show.
I'm sorry.
Don't act like
laugh.
You ain't watched it.
No one watched that.
Literally, I've watched one or two episodes of that. I never got.
Were you by yourself?
No, I watched it with a girlfriend.
Okay.
But I'm saying, I literally watched one or two episodes of that, and that was it for me. Like, I never got into it. I know it's a very trendy show, very popular, pop culture. A lot of people follow it, but I just never could get into it. And that was probably because I was so far behind, too, and I didn't feel like starting over because it was just not the big sappy TV show guy.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Wasn't the whole, premiere based on some dude, hitting another guy's kid? Was that the trailer? I swear to God, that was it.
Or was that another
one? Spanking a kid, something like that. Wasn't that it?
No,
I think it was.
The parents got mad.
Was it?
Yeah, I swear that was one of the scenes.
What are y'all talking about?
In the opening trailer, you know what I'm talking about, Chance? Right?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember if that was This Is Us or another.
I've never watched the show.
This Is Us. That hitting some kid?
Yeah, I mean, he's not making this up. This is 100% factual.
Down.
I'm looking it up now. It's on NBC, but in the trailer, it was a new show, and the trailer kept showing this older gentleman smacking this kid. He said something smart.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, on TV. And you're like, boom, he smacked the bleep out of that kid.
Yeah. Look at the people already downtown. Look at that.
Yeah. You have to get down there early. Okay. Yeah. The show, Brandon, actually was called 2015. It's actually called The Slap.
Oh.
The yeah. show's literally called The Slap.
Yeah. It's literally called The Slap.
Well, no wonder.
I just was that by NBC though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since I remember just seeing a trailer, I was like, wow.
IMDb shows 2015 to doesn't show an end date. I don't know if the slap's still going on.
Apparently, the American public's not big on child abuse on television.
There's a show called The Slap.
Look it up, The Slap. NBC, and he is right. The Slap, an American television miniseries which aired on NBC in February to April of 2015. Trey Wallace. It's an adaptation of the Australian series The Slap, which in turn was based on Christos Sioka's novel The Slap. Yeah. What we're talking about, each of the show's eight installments told the story of the aftermath of a birthday party
right.
from the perspective of a different character.
Oh God.
So each one was each character
I'm dying over here.
Following. Yep. Hugo.
Okay.
What's this is?
It's Harry. About. Harry slaps Hugo, the misbehaving child, after Hugo kicks Harry in the leg.
Hugo. Just with that name, he deserves it.
And then each episode is one of the other people who saw the slap, their perspective.
Okay, in NFL news.
Don't know why it didn't make it.
Who would have guessed
it.
Child abuse, you know?
The Giants plan to start Eli Manning and want to find a quarterback to develop.
Dude, nobody cares about NFL news. Everybody cares about the slap.
No, I don't know. Where the hell y'all
come up with this? The show was called The Slap.
No one says this beat NFLs. They say this beat slaps.
That's right. This beat slaps. Boom.
I don't get it.
Facts.
TJ Moe joining us next.
You don't get it?
My God, The Slap. I have to look this up during the break and see a
trailer.
Drake
said, I got more slaps than the Beatles. I'm just telling you.
I don't know. Okay, go to break. It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville.
Taking you nowhere.
Welcome back to Topsonal. Right here on Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7 AM 1340. Got TJ Moe coming up out of Missouri. Talk a little NFL draft with him. Maybe jump into some Drew Lock discussion where he might go. We enjoy having TJ. It's been a while. Trey. Sometimes $1.50 late, Trey Wallace. He's a little late to the party.
$1.50. I was more focused on
short.
A show. Called The Slap.
Yeah, you're a little late. So, funny thing that happened, little peek behind the curtain. During the break, Trey found the trailer for The Slap, which me and Brandon were talking about. And the whole time, he's just pretty much, he's reading off aloud everything. He's going through it, you know, instant reaction. He's like, oh my God, it's really about a slap. Me and Brandon are like, that's what I just got done telling him.
The whole show's about them slapping a kid.
Yeah, each episode is a different perspective of the kid getting slapped.
Jesus Christ,
it was
what they come up
like
with
an eight-episode miniseries.
It should have been like
Trey's
four.
Like, oh my God, he's getting slapped. Oh my God, this show started in Australia or wherever. Yeah, oh yeah, we just got done saying that.
It was Canada.
It literally is about the kid getting slapped.
I'm losing my mind.
We were making it up.
No, let's bring on TJ Moe now. Talk NFL draft. I had no idea this darn show was
existed.
Out there. TJ, what's up, buddy? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys. I have no idea who's getting slapped, but I'm typically a fan of people getting slapped, so I'm all about it.
No, it was just some show on NBC called The Slap. Like, what the hell? Like, it's about slapping a kid. Like, I'm losing my mind here, thinking, how the hell they put this on TV?
You ever been to Australia? There's your answer.
Well, okay, good.
Exactly.
Good point.
Australia is what he said.
TJ, the NFL draft starting up tonight in Nashville. Folks are already crowding downtown on Broadway. Taylor Swift's making weird appearances at some angel collage or whatever you want to call it. Just your... Look, do you get excited for these things? Are you into it tonight to kind of see maybe chaos and weird trades? Where are you at with this thing starting up here in about 6.5 hours?
I love the draft. I always have loved the draft. But I tell you, when the Rams left my city, the lead up to the draft got to be totally empty. Like, it's not. We used to sit around with the Rams and figure out which positions sucked and do our own mock drafts. Me and my friends, it's like that. The fun of it was figuring out which defensive lineman they were going to draft that was going to be a bust for them and then go star for somebody else. Like, all of that with your own team was great. It sucks now with no lead up. The draft day is a blast just to see what happens with who. But the lead up to the draft is pretty brutal now. And I don't know if that comes back in time and you just, you know, as a football fan, kind of like everybody. But, it is fun following one individual team. So our only angle here now is just trying to guess where the Mizzou guys are going to be drafted, because Illinois, the only other local team around here that St. Louis somewhat supports, doesn't have any players that should be playing Division I, much less in the NFL.
Looking at there's been some interesting talk that the Titans might be looking at Drew Locke. What are your expectations for that young man tonight? Is that a quarterback that can come in and, you know, maybe sit out 1 year, learn the system and play? Or is this a quarterback to come in maybe smart enough to pick it all up and play immediately?
Well, I wouldn't suggest playing him immediately. But if your question is he smart enough to do it? Yes. It just doesn't mean he's going to do it particularly well. I think he's a guy that you would love to have sit behind and learn from somebody who's pretty smart. I don't know that Marcus Mariota is really that guy, though, to be honest with you. Now, no. Mariota, he's interesting. You look at his stuff, these stats have changed since I last looked at them. But when I was studying Mariota, I think this was maybe going into last season. They're not updated. But basically, he had never thrown a red zone interception. And outside of the red zone, he was a below-average quarterback, which tells you that he's a guy that doesn't really understand defenses. In the red zone, you don't have to read defenses. You just it's all read and react. There's only so many things you can do when you're at the 10-yard line as a defense. Like, it doesn't really matter if there's three safeties or four. You got to fit the ball in a small window regardless of where it goes. Excuse me, three shell or two shell. So for him to be teaching somebody, I don't think that's the answer there. Drew would have to kind of do it on his own. I think Drew could go anywhere between 10 and 20, and what, your Titans are there at 19. I think the Packers make sense at 12. I think the Broncos make sense at 10. But there is a scenario here. If Oakland jumps into the quarterback run, that there's four quarterbacks that go in the top 10, because nobody knows what Oakland's going to do, and John Gruden is a wild man. So could he decide to give up enough that Arizona would give him the first pick? You know, it's like, yeah, they could trade up to one. There really is. There's a scenario where Haskins, poor Daniel Jones, who should be a second-round pick, true, not a top-10 pick, but he could be going in the top 10, Kyler Murray and Drew Locke. There is a scenario where there's a legit run of quarterbacks here.
So you think it's going to be QB-heavy within the first 15, 16 picks of this draft?
Yeah, I think there is, without a doubt, three taken in the top 20. Zero doubt. I think there's, like I said, a scenario where there's four taken in the top 10, but I think the Titans are the absolute floor for Drew Locke, and that's him sliding quite a bit. I don't think he's going to be a guy you'd see at six to the Giants. I think you've heard a lot about Dwayne Haskins, the Giants. You and I were talking off the air the other day. I think Josh Rosen makes a ton of sense in New York if they wanted to go that route. There are enough quarterbacks out there that everybody should be able to find their guy early, especially if Miami is being truthful about not really wanting to get their quarterback this year. If they're actually happy with Ryan Fitzpatrick down there for this season, then there are plenty of spots for these guys to fall, and there are enough good quarterbacks, probably four. Like I said, Daniel Jones maybe ends up with the Redskins. If you're listening to some of the reports that Dan Snyder's taken over the first round, then who knows? Now it's a crapshoot. He could take anybody.
It's interesting to see the way this draft is panning out. You know, there's news coming out. I don't know if you've seen it. You're probably driving to the studio about Montez Sweat, how they potentially misdiagnosed him at the combine with a heart condition. And he actually, what in the world? How does that happen at the combine, bro?
I don't know. I mean, look, medical proceedings, that sort of stuff, I don't know if it happens routinely, but I hear, but there's a guy at the radio station I'm driving to, a doctor told him he had cancer, and then turns out he's totally fine. You know, it's like that sort of stuff happens. However, I bet there's a lawsuit on the table if you're Montez Sweat, because if you are told you have a heart condition, everybody has basically stopped scouting you.
Right.
Turns out you're totally fine, and you then have dropped, I don't know, even 20 picks in the NFL draft is a lot of $1 million, you know? So I would imagine that is in play if that's the truth. Now, you know, unless there's enough doctors and enough people, like I've been to the NFL Combine. There are a trillion people looking at you. I don't know the kind of test and how they diagnosed all that. You know, if it's just a machine that says there it is and one guy reading it and he read the chart wrong, I don't know what that looks like, but certainly would think if it was well known and reported that he had something and he doesn't, NFL could be ponying up some cash here.
Is there any story tonight that you're looking at outside of quarterbacks that maybe kind of spur your attention a little bit, maybe even what Cliff Kingsbury does? Do they go, you know, all in with Kyler, then try to get rid of Josh, you know, somehow to somebody? You know, maybe the Giants. Maybe he'd be a good sit back and watch Eli for a year or so. I mean, what stands out to you the most tonight besides, you know, potential SEC players?
The SEC, to be honest with you, is really all I care about because yeah. That's what I follow so much in during the regular season. Like, obviously, there are other good players. But the SEC players are the ones I'm most familiar with and the ones that I get excited about seeing going to different fits for different teams. The outliers, of course, like, I think Quinnen Williams is going to be spectacular. I also hope, do you remember the tape of him trying to say Kyler Murray's not as good as he's cracked up to be? Yeah. I hope they play that tonight. That would be spectacular. If he somehow ends up going before Kyler Murray, I want them to play that on NFL Network or ABC. I think it's on ABC tonight. That would be spectacular. I think he is going to be really good. Nick Bosa is going to be an animal. The thing that I would look at with Nick Bosa, though, that would be a tad bit scary is that, look, I understand the business of college football, and we pretend it's something that it's not, but the dude just said, hey, I'm hurt, I'm leaving. That would concern me. And I know he's probably the best player in the draft. I know he's probably the closest to a can't-miss guy, but that would freak me out a little bit. Like, middle of the season, you dropped out of school and left your team. You were just gone. That's a weird thing. Look, I know your brother was a top five pick. I know your dad played in the league. All that stuff's good. You just abandon your boys. That would freak me out a little bit if I was a team. So I doubt that comes into play. But I think in the old school days, if this happened 20 years ago, I think that would make him drop. So there are enough. I think Josh Allen's going to be really good, mostly because I watched the Mizzou game on repeat, and he basically won that game for Kentucky. It's brutal, dude. That was absolutely. And he kid's good. He can't do a spin move, actually. I can't remember if it was Daniel Jeremiah on Twitter that said there is. It was Mike Renner, I think, actually, from Pro Football Focus, that said this is the one time he ever tried a spin move that he actually planned. And it was him basically trying to spin inside and fell down. So he has no spin move at all. But the kid's an unbelievable athlete. He's going to be really good. The player that I think, if he is drafted, is the stupidest draft pick on earth is Benny Snell. Benny Snell is going to be a special teams player at best in this league.
Wow. Okay.
Hot take, TJ.
Wow, TJ. Okay.
It's true. If you want to see one guy running really slowly in the NFL, go watch Benny Snell for a while.
I mean, I could see it flowing both ways. It's an interesting take. I don't know. We'll see. They took down that Josh Allen banner in Nashville. They said the NFL didn't agree to it. Looking back in the draft, man, the last 10 years, would you say that Laramie Tunzel's stuff would be the craziest thing potentially we've seen since maybe Eli and the Chargers? I mean, what sticks out to you, big draft moments?
Yeah, that was weird. So actually, my board op that I'm going to do my show right now, my board op was the guy who asked him the question that got him to admit all that stuff.
No way.
Yeah. He was asked, he's like, so, and he admitted all of it, right, too. And he's like, I can't believe he actually said it, but he got very confused and just started talking. That was very strange. The Eli Manning stuff was weird. I mean, I think teams are getting smart enough to realize that, especially with quarterbacks, that while they don't have any leverage, they have all the leverage, right? It's kind of counterintuitive, but if Eli says he's not playing for you, well, don't draft the guy. Is that really what you want to bring into your program? So obviously the Giants, the Chargers got that figured out, and they both won in that trade. But, you know, that most of the time, you have pretty good kids that say, I'll play wherever you want. Like Zion is the perfect. If you were going to tell your child to be like anyone,
right,
go study what Zion Williamson did this year. I'll play for anybody. I would love to be a Knick. I would love to be a Cavalier. I'd love to be anything. I love basketball. And I got hurt, and I'm coming back to play for Duke because I love basketball. Like, he is the exact carbon copy of what you would want your son to be. That's how NFL guys should be looking at that. And when you're not that, that's when all this crazy draft stuff comes up, where, guys, I'm not playing for him, and you better not draft me, and you get Lonzo Ball's dad involved. You know, it's just, there's too much stupid going on. Drama's fun for you and me to sit here and talk about, but if I, like, this is the reason I can't get into coaching. Kids at 18 years old are so stupid that you cannot convince them of anything, and then you get their dads involved. There was a great line from Last Man Standing. I love that show.
Yeah.
Jim Allen said, millennials are so stupid. That's why we only let them come around once every 1,000 years.
It seems to make sense in the sense of what's going on in today's college football and NFL world. Hey, tonight, last question on the way out, man. If there's a player that stands out to you the most that might either make a jump a little bit into the first round, or potentially, you know, a player that gets pushed out of the first round, maybe into the second round and just kind of hanging out, who would that be?
I would heads up for Will Grier.
Oh,
sneaking into
snap.
The first round at the end. Will Grier is my sleeper of the whole draft. Will Grier, I think, like, I preface this with, as long as he doesn't accidentally on purpose take PEDs again, I think he's going to be a really good player. Had he stayed at Florida, Jim McElwain may still have his job. Like, the dude's good. He's really good. And he doesn't have all the measurables that a Drew Lock does or anybody else. But, you know, it's that fifth-year option that you get in the first round is really important. I like Will Grier. I like him a lot. I think he's a baller, and I think he's going to start a lot of games in this league for somebody. No, yeah. Look at what Case Keenum's done. He just stuck around. Will Grier's a whole hell of a lot more talented than Case Keenum. So he's the guy that I would look at sneaking in. As far as dropping, DK Metcalf is not going to drop, but I wouldn't draft him in a million years. He's the second coming of Darius Hayward Bay, but he looks better with the shirt off.
That's a good point. I just got somebody on Twitter named Bama Bill just gave me a shout-out and said, great perspective from TJ Moe, especially on Grier. So seems like you're onto something, buddy.
Well, thanks, dude. Always love coming on.
My man, have a great show today, buddy. Tell everybody where they can follow you, your fantastic show, your YouTube channel, all that fun stuff.
I'm at TJMo28 on Twitter, YouTube, same thing. You can put my name in there. I'm in St. Louis. By the way, I'm not letting you off the hook before. You guys live in Tennessee, so hockey doesn't really exist.
No,
but your Predators did us no favors at all. I watched every one of those six games.
Jeez.
The Preds did not hit one single person
nope.
the entire series. And it was this year was a group of instigators that did nothing to back it up. Like, P.K. Subban goes in there and wants to stir it up, but he's not willing to hit anybody. So not only did he not win the series, but he didn't beat up the Stars at all. So now the Blues got to go into a rested Dallas team. Thanks for nothing, losers.
Well, sorry. Can't help it, man. Stuff happens, dude, when people don't show up, and then they just announce the coach is coming back next year. Peter's coming back.
Oh,
so.
No!
Yeah.
Congratulations, your tweet, brother. Not great.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup Finals, second round exit, first round exit. You're going the wrong direction.
Not great, Bob. It's fantastic. Have fun tonight watching the draft, buddy. Have a great show. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, pal.
Thanks, DJ. DJ Mo. I love TJ Moe. Fantastic guest. Always like having him on, especially around draft time. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap things up, get you ready for the second hour. Just added somebody. Aaron Torres is going to come on at 2:15, talk about the college basketball trial that's going on right now with Christian Dawkins. We'll do that. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Yo, back up now and give a brother room.
It's the Optional Fox Sports Knoxville draft party going on in Nashville right now. Look at the pictures all over Broadway. Everybody having a good time. No major incidents as of 12:45 p.m. Well, that's great. Give it about 4 or 5 more hours.
That's too early, dude.
Get a bunch of Jets fans around some Giants fans. Let that go down. Titans fans are too nice. Don't worry about that.
Titans fans aren't the nicest. I know, like, we don't want to.
What in God's name do they have to be to talk crap about?
Titans fans? I mean, I'm just saying, like, Titans fans talk
They're
crap,
just
too.
Angry.
We were 1 yard away from tying a game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I feel like what Brandon said. They're
just
angry.
We got smack talk.
And it's Broadway. It's our city. Like, don't go down there and think
No, not anymore.
Don't think that. No.
It's the country city now. No,
yeah. Don't think that, you know, Titans fans won't be in the thick of it.
And again, before we hit the top of the hour, Aaron Torres joins us at 2:15, and we'll talk about this on the other side. But at the college football playoff meetings, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey confirmed that Dallas is an option to host the 2020 SEC Football Media Days. Also in the mix, this is just a weird list, Houston, Orlando, Tampa, San Antonio, St. Louis, Nashville, and Charlotte, Greg Sankey says.
Nashville would be big. That could that would
San
be
Antonio
nice.
And Houston? I mean, I get why they're trying to do that because of College Station.
I like Houston.
Yeah, but you don't hold SEC Media Days in Houston.
I kind of like the idea of just
what, do you want to go to the Big 12 market and try to piss them off?
No, I like the idea of, like, you know, going around and, like, taking the SEC Media Days on the road and, like, traveling and instead of just always having it in Hoover or in Nashville or, you know, in the
they
traditional.
Should never have them in Hoover again.
No, Hoover sucked. I went there. It sucks. I know you've been there, too. It's nothing to do in Hoover, dude. Wow, it sucks.
Winfrey's
so bad.
Fun. Talk about that. College basketball trial. We'll talk about it all this second hour. Aaron Torres, 2:15. It's Optional Fox Sports Knoxville.
Like Lady Godiva, I'm gonna go, there's no stopping me.